Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Before we get into the segment, 410-583-1057, you can win two tickets to 5 Seconds of Summer. That's June 7th at CFG Bank Arena. 410-583-1057. Win two tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer at CFG Bank Arena this coming June. The AFC North, relatively quiet. We thought that the Bengals were going to maybe make a play to move on from Trey Hendrickson. All they really did is trade Logan Wilson, who they had benched. Let's start with them. Surprised they didn't do more, Jason?
Yeah, I am. Very not very forward-thinking, which, again, that's Mike Brown. Not very adventurous, not really fully grasping the weight of the situation and looking at it as an opportunity to get ahead of 2026 and what has clearly been a lost 2025 for them. Pretty bizarre. A lot of GMs thought they were going to move Trey Hendrickson.
Was that asking price just so astronomical that...
Yeah, I mean, clearly, at the end of the day, even I think what Duke Tobin was conveying to some teams ended up, when he has to run it by the old man for final approval, not wetting his whistle enough. I'm sure he saw what the Jets did and looked at that as a chance to try to tread in those waters. The difference is this guy's at a different stage of his career than some of those dudes.
And he's a rental.
This guy's a complete and pure rental. This guy's, whatever you want to say about the injury report and whether he's jaking it or they're letting him jake it, he's been on the injury report like crazy. And in the middle of the season, you're not going to be able to fly in and get a physical done before this thing. Like, I just think he misread the situation. He could have done really well. Was he going to hit a grand slam like Sauce Gardner or Quinnen Williams? No, he wasn't. Look, the Steelers, I'm really surprised they added nothing. I mean, I'm very surprised they
got Kyle Duggar.
But that's where I'm at, Jason. It goes back to the offseason. I just don't understand how they're handling this. You're all in, but you're not. And you have all these picks next year. Yeah, they have 12 projected picks, I think 3 in the third round, which is awesome. But Aaron Rodgers is a win-now move. DK Metcalf is a win-now move. Like, they're trying to both sides this thing. And all it does is it keeps them where they've been the last 10 years, and that's stuck in the middle.
But Jason, and we touched on this a little bit yesterday, it's the Rooneys, and they this is...
Well, I mean, I don't know. They've done a lot of things differently. I mean,
Omar's
have.
Tried to be more progressive.
Omar has been a hell of a lot more aggressive than Kevin Colton.
Yes. You know, I thought they would have added a depth defensive lineman, but then you also look at the league and say, well, from an interior standpoint, outside of Mazi Smith, which was a bust, sort of incorporated into a larger trade.
Quinn and Williams, it was part of that.
So you got on one end, you got a guy who was a throw-in.
Yes.
And you got on the other end, you got a guy who there's no way, they're not trading. They don't like they think Derek Harmon's going to come along. Like they think if they got another guy, they could keep Hayward on more of a pitch count and help them. They're not trying to get a $30 million D tackle.
Sure.
So between there, I didn't see a whole lot. There didn't seem to be a whole lot of middle ground between the bust first rounder who's a throw in and the Quinn and Williams blockbuster. So obviously, making moves on the margins there proved to be more difficult. There was sticker shock involved, definitely, in some of these conversations. You know, the wide receiver thing, like, I think they would have liked to get Jacoby Myers. That's a pretty decent price.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big price for Jacoby Myers.
Yes. It's a 4 and a 5, and he's a rental, correct?
Yes. So it's like, okay, how much better is that going to be than
Roman Wilson?
Well,
or Calvin Austin? But
if didn't they just bring in
Marcus Valdes-Scantling?
Yes. He's brought in Rodgers, boy. Guy.
Yeah.
So I think that's what was going on there. Look, I mean, is there a world that exists where Garrett Wilson is traded too? I think that. That was being discussed, but were they going to do that right after doing DK Metcalf? No, they're not. I mean,
he just got a big deal. Yeah.
They're paying him $30 million per year, but getting someone like a Myers, because let's face it, if DK had to miss significant time, that offense is in trouble.
So we touched on Pittsburgh and we touched on Cincinnati. I was on Cleveland radio this morning, and the hosts that I talked to were a little disappointed that Cleveland didn't sell some pieces because they're so bad. You know, they made the Joe Tryon trade to the Bears. That's it for a sixth or whatever. What about the Browns?
I thought they would have moved Betonio. I thought they might have moved the defensive back. I know they made one swap already, corner for corner. But, you know, people had some interest in their players.
Njoku, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, he's been beat up. I don't know about the, you know, how much the health might have had to do with that. I mean, they stink. We all know they stink offensively. But what are they? A game and a half?
Yeah. Dare to dream.
I mean, and they're sitting there saying the same thing. Because there haven't been a lot of games played within this division yet, they could sit there and say, well, look, if we win our division games, we're right there.
Yeah.
If Dylan Gabriel leads the Browns to the playoffs, I'll get the procedure I had yesterday again.
Oh, wow.
That's $3. That's the faith.
$3, no waiting.
Yes. Dylan Gabriel ain't taking him anywhere.
No, he's not. But at some point, they'll see what Zappe can do, and then Sanders. And do I think any of them are going to do anything much? Probably not.
Watson?
I don't know about that. You risk him getting hurt again. I mean, I just think that's going to be some sort of settlement at some point.
Oh, man. That could be fun, him playing for them in December. Alas, back to the Orioles. And they have a new manager, Craig Albernaz. He met with the media earlier this week. What's Ryan Ripken think of the new skipper? We'll talk to our buddy from BBT next here on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.